Six Nations Elected Council gave an updated presentation for the Q2 financials for the period of April 1st, 2022 to September 30th, 2022. Jennifer Court, Director of Financial Reporting and Analysis for Six Nations of the Grand River, gave the presentation to Council and said that the results show that Six Nations Elected Council is well within the projected deficit budget that was planned for the fiscal year of 2023.
Also, as you can see, our expenses from regular operations are sitting at $54 million at the half year. So again, extrapolated, we'd be hitting at about $109 million. For our operational deficit right now, we're sitting at $1 million. Extrapolated again, that would be $2 million. So well inside our projected deficit of $3.6 million in operations.
Court then detailed the revenue generated from the Ontario First Nations Limited Partnership and the Brantford Casino.
From OFNLP and Brantford Casino, our revenue right now is relatively high. That's because the OFNLP revenue came in and was earned as soon as it happened. So no anticipation for this number in the Q2 of the $10.9 million to double. It will go up by the Brantford Casino revenue that comes in on a monthly basis. Really, the majority of that revenue is already recognized, and expenses sitting at $2.4 million so far, with a surplus of 8.5. So as it sits right now, the net result is $7.4 million surplus, which exceeds the projected $4.3 million surplus that was projected with the budget.
She also spoke on the process of extrapolating the data to make projections for the full year and said that those numbers are subject to change depending on circumstances of programs that are budget heavy at different times of the year.
So as you can see, our revenue is trending right now at $53,832,000. I would like to remind everybody that this revenue recognition is based on expenses that were incurred and we have earned the revenue. So if we were to extrapolate that into full year results, it would look like we would end up at about $106 million. That's not necessarily typically fair because we do have programs that are front of the year heavy, such as Parks and Rec. So a lot of their programming happens in the summer and in the first half of the year, and then they slow down a little bit throughout the remainder of the fiscal year. And then you also have Public Works taking care of our roads. So that wouldn't have been happening in the first part of the year, but it would be happening in the second part of the year. So just as a baseline to extrapolate it, you can double it. However, there are different factors that do affect that.
Court then talked of other ways the organization was able to increase revenues.
You'll see that there's been some movement since the Q1 presentation where the investments were sitting a little bit higher because of those six-month GICs that we had discussed. So one of the GICs has come back into cash, which is bumping up this cash number. Also, our accounts receivable fell by about $10 million based on collections, and then additional monies coming in. So, of course, that has had a positive effect on cash in the organization.
Councillor Greg Fraser asked Court about the expenses that are taken from Ontario First Nations Limited Partnership and the Brantford Casino. Court explained that those were donations made by Six Nations Elected Council to various initiatives.
Those are donations that we've made, Greg. So, yes, specifically donations to the James Smith Cree Nation, the Gypsy Moth Spraying, Mohawk Village Memorial Park Language Commissions, the Six Nations Library, Six Nations Veterans Association, Fastball Team and the Lacrosse Team, and the Six Nations Police Drug Unit Task Force, some to Senior Relief, and also for Whitecorn.
Court shared that as of right now, the net result for Q2 was a surplus of $7,465,555 compared to the budgeted projection of $4,395,190.